Thank you so much. This thank you does not apply anymore since we do not play applause at the beginning of the program. Nevertheless, I continue to say it because once you're set in your ways, it's very hard to turn the Titanic around. Welcome to the Long Shot. Good afternoon, good desk, good day. I am one of your hosts. My name is Sean Conroy. Also with me today on the program, I say with me because we are sharing a virtual space as we often do. Amber Kenny is here.
Hello.
The other host of the show who is very much an audiophile.
I'm an audiophile? Oh, yes. Yes.
We just had about an hour-long discussion about whether our show sounded right or not.
And it's inconclusive.
Please comment in the likes and haves below, yeah, about whether it sounds okay. So another episode of Long Shot. Welcome to the show. I don't know where to begin. So many things going on. We had an episode last week. We'll have an episode next week. I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know if you saw that there was a, this was exciting news today. I saw that there was a recall of a couple of types of cookies at Trader Joe's.
Oh no. Which ones?
I couldn't tell you because I don't have any myself and therefore I didn't pay attention to what they were. I don't currently have any.
Could not give a shit less.
I don't care about my fellow man. Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't have any Trader Joe's cookies in my house.
So you're safe. You're safe. The reason they were recalled is because they might have rocks in them.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, the things that are composed of minerals and...
I guess, why do they think there might be rocks in them? And why might there be rocks in them?
I should have done more research on this story before I brought it up.
You were going to open with it.
Yeah.
You don't know the cookies, you don't... But, like, a couple people found rocks in a batch?
I couldn't even tell you that
much. Or was somebody like, oh, we shipped out a bunch of cookies. I dropped rocks in those. Like,
Were they just sitting around and somebody was like, hey, Frank, did you ever think maybe these cookies might have rocks in them? Like it was just a random, and then it just snowballed out of control. Yeah. I mean, I guess anything's possible. We should call the people in charge and find out what to do.
That statistically, it's more likely that there are rocks.
Than that there are? Yeah. There's definitely dust in there. No doubt about that.
Well, all minerals are rocks, so there's definitely rocks, but it's more about the chewable, digestible size.
I think all minerals are rocks, but are all rocks minerals?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's a logic problem, right? Okay. Aristotle might have something to say about that.
Because like salt, that's a rock.
Salt?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
It's a mineral.
It's a mineral, yes. Is it a rock? I don't believe it is.
Well, there's rock salt.
Because if there was, if salt was a rock, then there'd be rocks in every goddamn Trader Joe's cookie ever. Don't you think salt is an ingredient in there?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying there's always been rocks. So, okay, I understand what's happening.
There's always rocks in cookies. We're talking about the size and the digestibility of the rocks.
So the headline should have been, there have always been rocks in Trader Joe's cookies, but... things have gotten decidedly worse.
Ah.
Be careful you don't break a tooth.
You might want to shorten it for that.
My algorithm for headlines are, yeah. My whole newspaper is just one headline.
And then it's like, see back continued, but it's still just the headline.
And then on April Fool's Day every year, I put out a one that the headline is just says see back with an arrow and then you turn it over and it says see back with an arrow. It perplexes people. They just sit there and look at the same thing over and yeah. I'm so glad I got into the newspaper publishing game. we don't even have to talk about it anymore. I just thought it was funny that they were like, there's rocks in the cookies, so you need to do one of two things. Either bring them back to the store or throw them away. And it's like, if the option is throw them away, why would you ask for people to bring them back to the store? Oh, I guess so you could get a replacement.
Count? Yeah.
Yeah, like I paid $2.99 for these cookies and they have rocks in them. Can I please get my money back?
And I don't just mean salt. There's rocks besides salt.
Hey, boss, there's somebody out here talking about how they got salt in their cookies, but that ain't the problem. There's another kind of problem. I like how everybody that I think of, it was on CNN, so it's definitely true. It was like a crawl on CNN. It's not a lie. It's not a lie, Amber. I'm not lying.
I believe you. I believed you.
I'm not making this shit up, just so you know.
It just felt like CNN makes a lot of sense. I'm like, where would you have heard this? And CNN makes a lot of sense.
Well, they were talking about something else on the show, but it was just on the crawl at the bottom saying, you know.
No, yeah, I understood.
And I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, because the story that they're talking about is when Trump becomes president in 2025, he is going to purge the entire government and obtain all the power he possibly can in his hands. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. I want to hear about the Trader Joe's cookies. Can we flip this and just put the Trump thing on the crawl? And let's hear about the Trader Joe's cookies that have rocks in them that are not just salt.
We don't know that. You just saw the
That's crawler. True.
It could have been a story about salt being
our top story tonight. It turns out Trader Joe's cookies have rocks in them. But this just in, don't worry, it's salt and they always have had rocks in them.
Slow news day.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I got all excited about that. And then I was like, why do I care about this?
Why did you get excited about it?
I don't know. I guess because this is not going to make any sense. And I could say that about every episode of this podcast ever. Mm-hmm. But I guess because it was Trader Joe's and I was just at Trader Joe's, it hit me particularly hard.
That could have been me.
I was like, thank God I did not buy cookies.
Who have like the 9/11 stories, like I almost went on the airplane 2 days before that.
Right. No, the best 9/11 story, and I'm sure you know this one, the best 9/11 story is the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch story. Do you know that story about how he was like, I would have kicked their asses? It's like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would have too, don't get me wrong, but you know. It's cooler to kick their asses when you're Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
So you saw Trader Joe's on the crawler and
I got excited. It resonated with me. Yeah. I was like,
they're talking about my life.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Me.
It was way more specific than most of the stuff I ever see. You know, mm-hmm. It felt like I was the target audience. Me, just me, you know, right. Like the TV was talking directly to me. So that was, yeah, I guess that was why I got excited. I guess I shouldn't have. I guess I should just walk through life not paying attention to things.
No one is saying that. I like that you got excited. I was curious as to what initiated
it. I guess I should ignore everything. Okay. I also, do you ever run into people and you're like,
no.
Okay. Let's move on.
Well, and you're like, what?
Well, you know, when you go like, tell me something good, what's going on? What's the latest? Yeah. You know, you kind of want to.
What's the gossip?
Well, because I feel like we live in such a horrific post-apocalyptic state right now that it's nice to. But then you don't realize you've bitten off more than you can chew. Because I said that to somebody the other day. I was like, what's going on? What's the latest? And it was this person that I've known for a long time. And they were like, well, I don't know how honest to be, but
you're like, not very.
I should have. I did not respond quickly enough. And they were like,
just fine, and talk about Trader Joe's cookies or something.
Right. Yeah, before you go on, let me stop you and just tell you that there are rocks in Trader Joe's cookies. Is it salt? Well, yes, but we don't know if there may be more. No. So ask me to tell you something good, and I'll respond as best I can in an impression of the way this person responded to me.
Hey, Sean, what's up? What's going on? Tell me something good.
Well, I don't know how honest to be, but I went to my first orgy last night, and it was the greatest night of my last decade.
That's nice.
I mean, sure, in theory.
I was scared it was going to be bad news.
No. It was definitely like, tell me something good, and then they said that, and you just like, you see a person in a whole different light at that point, you know?
That's a lot of information.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, oh, you know.
I'm still masking to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. Like, do you know that there's some stuff going around right now? But it was like, I don't know. I mean, obviously we live different lives. I mean, you and I live different lives, but so do myself and this other person. But I felt like I don't think you should have told me that.
Yeah.
You know, like we're friendly, but we're not best friends, you know? Mm. And now you know I'm going to go and write that in my diary, and then I'm going to talk about it on my podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's on the podcast.
Right.
How did you react in the moment? A+. Good job.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, I don't know how to, I haven't done anything wrong, you know, but I still felt incredibly, like I felt awkward in front of this person then. And a minute later, their husband came out, you know, and didn't, by then we had moved on in the discussion and they didn't say anything,
there's this like a secret, like,
yeah.
Where are we?
No, I mean, I assume that was a partner activity. It's like it was, yeah. It was like bridge or cribbage, you know, you guys pair up and then you go to the, but it was a little bit like, hey Dan, how's it going? And I definitely did not say like, tell me something good, because I already knew. Like, well, that's the other thing. What if I say, what if I said, tell me something good, Dan? And Dan was like, oh, absolutely. I hit an amazing drive on the course the other day. It was the best thing that's happened to me in months.
Years.
Yeah, in a decade. And then there's like a huge fight and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just felt... I just feel like there's some things that are okay to not tell other people. I don't know. Am I being too closed off? Is this because I just went to Trader Joe's?
No, I agree with you. I, not to be like a traitor to my own generation and not a Trader Joe's, just a traitor.
Traitor, not a traitor.
Yes, yeah. Yes, traitor. But I think with social media as a entity in our lives, mm-hmm. I think people struggle sometimes with the idea that some thoughts do not have to be expressed.
Jesus Christ, yes.
And I'm not saying put a bushel over your light and don't have creative expression and don't make connections.
A bushel of what?
I don't know.
Rocks?
Yes. Salt. But I don't know. See, it's ironic to do this on a podcast where we talk about the most mundane things.
Have a secret. Have a secret.
It's also okay to have an opinion about something and not post it online. It's right. Really okay. Right. It's okay to not weigh in about every single thing.
See, this is what I write on Facebook all the time.
But I don't know. If you don't like a movie, you could just not like it. You don't have to write a dissertation about not liking it.
Right. Well, that is a different. I mean, I do. It is crazy to me how entitled people feel to shit on other people's artistic endeavors. And I guess by saying that, I'm shitting on people's writings because they spend a lot of time writing about. Yeah.
And we've had 20 episodes where we just make fun of LaBrae the whole time. So we're all hypocrites, whatever.
Yeah, but we didn't post it online. It's not online anywhere, is it? Oh, I guess you could find these episodes. Yeah. I take back everything. I take back everything I've ever said.
But I will say, and this is a fact, Jack, I've had a lot of thoughts and a lot of opinions that have never made it onto the show. And I think you are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single thought that has gone through my brain has been expressed out loud on the podcast.
I agree. And I think that's a funny thing to say because this show is purely just expressing our opinions about things. And yet I feel like at some level we both play our cards very close to the vest at the same time.
There are things that we just don't talk about or there are things that, boundaries.
Everybody's waiting for the episode where one or the other of us comes in and goes, well, I went to an orgy last night and it was fucking amazing. And it's just never going to happen.
Joe is back on the podcast the next day.
He didn't even listen to it. He just felt a weird vibration in the universe. Yeah. Anyway, I guess it's a lesson to me of
be careful what you ask.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know what else to, I don't know how to fight against that, you know?
You can still ask people that.
Just nine times out of 10, they're not going to go, I went to an orgy last night.
Right. That's not that. I feel like that's the outlier. Mm-hmm. But I also think that must have been such a big experience in this person's life. That they probably tried to think of something else to say, and that was the only thing coming to their
mind. That makes total sense. And that also speaks to why I talked about Trader Joe's cookies having rocks in them at the beginning of the podcast. Because I was like, I got to come up with something, and I couldn't think of anything but that in that moment. all right. Well,
I ask one follow-up question. You're like, I'm out. I'm stumped.
I was bursting to talk about it, but I knew nothing about it. No, to your point about people's stuff on social media, I can remember early on with Facebook stuff where I just unfollowed people because it wasn't even opinions about stuff. It was just spewing their psyche onto the screen of
again ironic because this is what
right. Well, but I would argue that I am way sadder in real life than I am on this show, and it's not like I come on here and go I couldn't get out of bed this morning because I'm overwhelmed by this and that, and you know, You love that stuff.
No. I was gonna say I have some like dear friends that kind of do that, and it drives me up the wall, and it actually infuriates me. I've had to like ignore it because I'm like, it's gonna make me not want to be your friend anymore because it. And this might be a me issue, and it almost definitely is, but it's like, it reads as I don't have any friends. And it's like, fuck you, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
like, what are you doing, man? This hurts my feelings.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why you tend to take everything so personally. That seems, you know.
That's our pattern.
I let things roll off, you know.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do. So here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. You are, it starts with a statement, you are a bit of a reality TV maven, in a sense.
I've dabbled.
Yeah. Have you seen a program called Love Island? Have you spent any time on Love Island?
I think I've watched a handful of episodes. Nothing current. I am not abreast, and I am so sorry to disappoint. But I'm familiar with the format.
Okay, let's move on. I don't know anything about it. No. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. No. I watched a little bit of it. This is what I was going to say. This is what I was going to talk about. And I think actually it might be of interest to you. I'm not sure. But I watched a little bit of it last night, and they had a thing. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen on television, but it was a heart rate competition. In other words, all of these people, and it's hilarious to me because I guess there's a couple of versions, but the one I was watching was the British version. So everybody in talking about it was like, oh, look at this thing, and it was always crazy, and I didn't know what the base was, so I put it on the thing, and just goes, look at that ass, you know?
and they have all, I know what you're talking about, where they have, like, fun, like, slang, that you can figure out what they mean just by like,
right,
how it's used in the sentence, but it's like, I've never heard that one.
Well, and it's also weird, because I feel like I'm sorry to break this news. I'm not a linguist, but I feel like there are parts of the United States.
That one stinks.
I said, I'm sorry, you know, I feel like there are parts of the United States where when somebody is from there, you go, oh, that person is from there. You know, that person is from Alabama. That person is from Pittsburgh. That person is from Wisconsin. That person is from Brooklyn. You know, that person is from Seattle. That person is from Framingham, Massachusetts. Yeah. But I feel like in England, it's such a small country, but there's like 10 times as many different accents that people have. So all of them had different, slightly different accents and whatever. So that was kind of cracking me up. But in this heart rate competition, what happens is the men come out and do it for the women, and the women come out and do it for the men. And what they do is they come out dressed sexy, and they grind and dance on the people. It's like Magic Mike, basically. Like they're,
it sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's like
and
I said,
they measure their heart rates to see if they like it or not.
Well, of course they like it. I mean, they are holding nothing back. I mean, it is full on. Every part of the body touches every other part of the body. The people are like making out with each other, licking each other's necks. But it's a competition because it's like, first of all, who got your heart rate the highest? Like which of the girls got which of the guys' heart?
You can't lie about it. It's your biorhythms.
Right. And it's also like whose heart rates went higher, the men or the women, you know? So anyway, it was
Song
crazy.
Producer is.
But here is what struck me as amusing in this competition was, and maybe I'm a little off on this, but it was like when the men came out, they came out in these sexy costumes that were like, I'm a construction worker, I'm a pirate, I'm a football player, I'm a soldier. Yeah, the pirate one was the.
Oh, pirate. I thought you said poet. I was like, that's okay. That's,
I would have liked poet, that's, yes.
That's, we got something there.
Just little round shades and a beret and like bongos.
Sleeves.
Yeah. I would have liked that. But so all the guys are like
Halloween
city. Yeah. And then the women all come out and it's like, I'm a cat, I'm a bunny. I'm a gift. I'm a present. I'm a package. I'm all wrapped up. See? And it just, I was laughing because I was like, so women don't have jobs of any kind. Right. They just have animal creatures and stuff that's wrapped up, you know?
Well, also.
Or there was an angel and a demon. Those were the other two that the women were.
Well, what comes to mind is there must have been a layer of rules placed by the show and the producers.
I can't imagine there were any rules because I feel like you could see every part of every person's body.
No, but that there had to be like a theme or a costume, because when you pitched me the idea, Halloween costumes didn't come into play at all. Like,
well,
that seems strange.
I don't know that it was necessarily... Yeah, I don't know, because I don't even know if culturally, like, Halloween is a thing.
In a sexy, it. I mean, it is, but
you can disagree.
Come out in like a sexy outfit. Okay. I work with the UK every single day.
Not a thing.
I'll fight.
I don't know what the UK is, but in England, they don't celebrate Halloween.
I have 8 a.m. meetings because we have very different hours and it's very frustrating.
Blimey, Amber, I know it's only July, but what am I going to be for Halloween this year?
Is that my coffee first?
it's 4 p.m. here.
And maybe this is like revealing too much about myself. Maybe mm-hmm. I'm being too vulnerable. But, like, just the idea of trying to be as sexy as humanly possible, I wouldn't immediately add on, like, cat costume or, like, construction worker.
Right.
That's strange to me.
Well, to be fair, I did not catch the entire setup. So I may have missed the part where they said you have to be something specific and sexy.
Right. But also, I wouldn't be shocked if there was that layer of rules that didn't air. Like, it was just...
What do you mean?
Produced. Like, they told the contestants they had to do that, but they didn't air.
I see. That. Well, yeah.
So it, like, makes good TV with, like, themes.
Right. But here's my sense, and again, what do I know? I've never been on reality TV or been involved with it. But I just felt like some of the costumes might have had rocks in them.
Yes, I have been in multiple reality TV shows.
Have you really?
Hashtag Dance Battle America.
Oh, right.
The Gong Show.
Right. That's true. So you know what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up.
Whereas I just take everything at face value. But my sense,
sorry,
and again...
You were talking about rocks, yeah.
No, I was just saying I felt some of the costumes might have had rocks in them. but my sense was that they didn't... Like, they were such constructed costumes that it was like, Winston Churchill. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking of British contestants are. Yeah. Hey, Winston Churchill, you're going to be a construction worker, you know? Or like, hey, Sir Francis Drake, you're going to be a pirate, you know, which he actually was a pirate. But and so they didn't really give him a choice. It didn't feel like they were like, do whatever you can. And then these people came up with that, you know, because even the costumes were the same, even though they were different, they were the same. You know what I mean?
There was a costume designer involved.
Yeah, yeah. And so and there was a new contestant who showed up, who was a woman, and she was the one who got to be like the Victoria's Secret super angel with gigantic wings and, you know,
the producer
spectacular entrance, as opposed to the fucking bunny who looked like, you know, walking roadkill basically.
They didn't go the Playboy route.
I guess it was supposed
An actual bunny.
What if he just had a real bunny come out and everybody has to pretend it's the sex? Because this was the other thing, is I watched part of it where they were deciding who they were going to be with for the following episode or something like that. I'm not even sure. I was watching this through a neighbor's window, so I couldn't hear any of the...
How do you know how British they were? You just the teeth?
No, I could read their accents from their way their mouths were moving. But so it was the end of the episode, and it was like this person likes this person, this person likes this person, this, and I guess I'm sure like one person, you know, was goose. It was like duck, 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 goose, and the goose had to fuck off. But in that episode, everybody, when they showed him, they would just be like this. And it just, they all looked so fucking miserable. And then in the stripping episode where they were all checking their, they were just like, so it's funny to have like a real bunny hop out and they have to pretend it's the sexiest thing they've ever seen. But I was also thinking, like, what happens if it was flipped around and the guys had to be nondescript things and the women had to have professions? Like, what would be the professions? I don't know. Like, what do any women have jobs? I don't know.
I can't think of a woman who has a job. So
like, what if one of the things was a sexy universal social media executive? You know, what would they? How would they do? How would they indicate that so that you get it? But also, what would the guys be? Like, they couldn't be, like, you can't be a guy and be a sexy cat, you know, or a sex. It would be like the guy comes out as like a moose, you know? a sexy moose.
Sure.
I don't know, man. I just thought it was weird that they were like, that there was such a disparity between.
Yeah.
The costumes.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah. Like, no, women don't work. Men work. Sexy women don't work. Sure. You know? I would like it if the women had to come out as, like, orthopedic surgeon. And that would be a different challenge, is, like, they have to come out and strip, and then at the end, the guys have to guess what they were. So it's not about heart rate, it's about can you communicate accuracy, what you're doing.
Wow.
No, I was a tugboat captain. You know, I didn't have it with me, but I was supposed to be an orchestral tuba player. Women do that.
Women could do anything they want, even be a sexy tuba player.
I mean, why not? Why not? It is 2023, you know? Mm-hmm. Or is it 2023, or how do you say it? 2000, I don't know. Anyway, that's my checking in. How about you, Amber? What's going on?
It was a big weekend for the movies.
Yes, it was.
And I did not see Barbie or Oppenheimer. I wanted to. Well, I wanted to see Barbie. I'm going to be honest. I don't really have that much of an interest to see Oppenheimer, but I probably will see it eventually.
I mean, why don't you want to see Oppenheimer? Not a fan of the atomic bomb?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And I hated Tenet so much that I'm like not over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Christopher Nolan, you're on timeout with me right now.
Right. Nobody liked Tenet, did they? Didn't everybody hate that movie?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I liked about it was not seeing it.
I saw it. It was like, obviously, lockdown, pandemic. And
did it come out in the middle of the pandemic? I don't even remember. That whole time is just a blur for me.
Yes. Jeff and I went to drive-in movies kind of a lot. And it was a fun activity that felt safe. And it felt like we were out of our apartment for a little bit. And, you know, it was fun. And because of just the excitement of not being home, like almost any movie we watched, every movie we watched, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of bad, but it's great. Except when Tenet came along. And I was like, I couldn't hear a word. I couldn't understand. It was like, I didn't give a shit. I didn't care about any of the characters. I was like, when will this be over? It made me so mad. Anyway.
I was at an orgy the entire time of the lockdown, the COVID. I was at a, it was called Fuckfest 69. Oh my God.
It's a long orgy.
I just wanted to share that with everybody.
But, yes. So I wanted to see Barbie. I had plans to see it with girlfriends, and then they all were like out of town or unavailable. And so I was like, are we trying to see it together? Like, will people be mad if I go?
Guys, what's going on? Is this a thing we're doing or is it not?
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the blessing to see it. But by that time it was like sold out.
Amber, if you want to go see Barbie, you go ahead and see Barbie. Just never disagree with me with somebody from outside the family. But go ahead, see Barbie.
I stayed loyal. I didn't see Barbie, but we still did want to do something. So we went and saw Theater Camp, which is
what's it about?
A movie, a comedy movie. It's about Theater Camp. And it was really funny and really cute, but it was wild to go to a regular movie theater during this insane weekend of Barbie and not be seeing Barbie. Like, that was interesting. And droves of people either wearing all hot pink or just like dressed up in some Barbie adjacent way, and I thought it was cute as hell. Like, I've seen people online kind of for lack of a better word, poo-poo.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yes.
I've heard people poo-poo, like, oh, getting dressed up to go to movies is dumb. And it's just like, I don't know, man. It seems like people were having fun. It made me smile to even just see people doing it. Like, Can you just let people have joy in whatever way they would like to have joy, in a way that hurts zero people? I don't know. I feel like it feels like wholesome fun for the whole family. But
I like now that movies are just the name of what they're about. Like, I think that's a good trend. It's like Oppenheimer, Barbie, Theater Camp. Like, it used to be like movies would be called like What's Up, Doc? And you're like, I don't know what this is about.
Soon it's just going to be called, like, action.
Yeah.
Scary.
A guy jumps off a cliff and he does his own stunts. Yeah, I did see an interview. I mean, I would like to see both movies. I'm not going to lie. I would like to see Barbie, but I'd also like to see Oppenheimer. But I saw a real interview with the real Oppenheimer.
I thought you were going to say Barbie.
The real Barbie. No, and I mean, we all know the story that when the bomb first went off, he said, something to the effect of, I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. And in the interview that I saw, he basically made it sound like that was just the first thing that popped into his head when it happened. Like he says
easily could have said there's rocks and pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Like he was like, yeah, I just watched it and all of a sudden I just, boom, it was the Bhagavad Gita, the scene where Vishnu is doing this. And he says, he grows all his arms and he goes, I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. And I was like, I can't imagine that this was not a well-prepared remark, yeah. You know? And maybe I'm totally wrong, but I would like to see how they deal with that in the movie, because I feel like that's inextricable from how you talk about Oppenheimer is him going, what the fuck have I done? And that's the quote that gets you there. So I'm guessing they mentioned it in the movie, but I just thought it was like, I was thinking about a couple things, and you know how a quote just pops into your mind and it's from the Bhagavad Gita and it's about Vishnu growing his arms, you know,
and that's how it goes.
It was either that or life is full of little ups and downs.
Life is like a box of chocolates. No.
Dynamite, he quotes good times. So how was theater camp?
Theater camp was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff and I were like, are we in one of those like improv everywhere?
Oh, really?
Because there was a guy sitting in a few rows ahead of us who every 20 minutes just stood up and walked out and then walked back in. And it was just like, what's going on, man? Like, and he'd have his phone. So it felt like, I'm just using context clues, that like he had an important call or was waiting for an important call, but it just feels like maybe this isn't the time to go see a movie. I don't know. It felt very strange. But then there was another
guy. Honey, it's me again. Did you have the baby yet?
Exactly. Like, maybe see theater camp another time. I don't know.
They're about to do the final night's production.
But there was another group of people who, like, right as the movie was started, got up and walked to a different part of the theater. And about 30 seconds later, there was another group of people who got up and went exactly where those people got up from. And it was just like, Jeff was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, everyone sit down. And then 30 to 35 minutes into the movie, three people walk in and they're looking at their phone because it's assigned seating now, but there's also like, it started, just sit where there's an open seat. Like, no one's
we're so late, Gary, can't we just sit anywhere? What if there's people later than us?
But they come in and they go up the stairs next to me, and I hear all of them, all three of them, be like, Jay, we're looking for row J. J. Like, it was like they had never thought of letters. And that went on for quite some time. Of just like, get it together, folks. Get it together.
I just feel like the world is going to hell in a handbasket, you know? Like, decorum has just gone out the window. Yeah. Nobody cares anymore about anybody but themselves. Because, yes, you walk into the theater a half hour late, you make yourself as unobtrusive as possible. Right. You immediately find a seat, you sit your fucking ass down, and you keep your mouth shut, and you do not recite letters of the alphabet.
And you feel shame. Shame. Yeah. No, I would feel like I would at least look at the ticket ahead of time and like be like, okay, this is what row it is, instead of communicating it in the theater to everyone.
Smudgy is having a field day back there. I was
gonna say, can you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I'm in my bedroom. I don't know if you've noticed. That's also another checking in.
I assumed by the blank white wall that you are
I'm not just in a void.
Yeah.
But I am in my bed right now. which we'll see how my low back is doing after this. But last time we recorded, I was
it's too hot.
I was like, please stop talking.
So you have the AC on right now.
Yes. I'm in the cool down room.
All right, so
Jeff left. I think that's what that barking was.
I see. So you recommend theater camp.
I mean, it's not like a run, it'll change your life, but it was fun. I had a really good time. And especially, I think you would enjoy it having done musical theater in the past.
I also worked at a theater camp.
There you go. And getting the references and
All right. Well, it's a time of hot segment on the show that we call Parting Shots. So let's start today with Amber, parting shots.
This will be a quickie. I didn't want to bring this up earlier because of my boundaries that we talked about. But
is this the orgy thing? Because you can hold back if you want.
No, I mentioned before that I'm sort of doing two jobs currently because somebody's on paternity leave. And just last week, I found out they extended their leave.
Which means you'll be taking part of their salary now, correct?
It truly is fine because they called and checked with me first. Like, is it okay? And here's the thing. They are.
Who called? The person on leave or the company? Oh, okay.
Because he's a good friend of mine. Like, and he said, like, I don't want to put
you. Those are the people most likely to take advantage of you.
Okay. That's a great.
That's why I have no good friends.
You only have people who tell you about orgies. No, because he's like, I don't want you to feel like put out, but you know, there's these XYZ going into my family. And here's the thing. I'm now being me. I'm not him anymore. I know my character work is flawless.
I can tell moment to moment, you know.
But I physically can do it. But I'm better now. But last week I was
pissed.
A little emotionally crushed, not pissed, but crushed. I think because I had such like a goal that I was working towards. You know, I had a finish line in sight, and again, not like the physical work I think I could do, but like emotionally, I had paced myself for a certain length.
Mm-hmm.
And then the marker was moved. So I was not great last week. But it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Now you're being the other guy. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Well, and there's other things going on in the office, but I don't want to get into it. But it's an interesting time and it's going to be fine. Oh, that was the one thing is I said that I was like, well, in that 1 week that you are now going to be gone, I was going to take time off, and he's like, do it still, who cares? And then I talked to my boss and he's like, do it still, let's let the whole place burn the fuck down, like you're entitled to your time off. And I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Our top story tonight, Universal Studios has burned to the ground.
I work for DreamWorks Animation. We are.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep it private. I'm just trying to.
So that is my, I guess my parting shot is like, pray for me. And hopefully, like, something comes of this. Like, there's some promotion or salary, but not a great time in the industry.
I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens over there at KLAX.
But yeah, I'll keep you posted on how my sanity is. This week, okay. Last week, not so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. That sounds frustrating. Okay, here's my parting shot. It is completely insignificant in keeping with the theme of this show. But you know how you get excited for something when you get a new thing and you're like, oh, this is going to be great? And my thing is I get very frustrated with myself when I find a way to commit an unforced error in a situation like that. So I got very excited recently because I got new, this is gonna sound so, I got new pajama pants. Just
yes!
like a week ago. I got two new pairs because I had the same ones for a while and they were just not good. Like I didn't like them, but I had them. You know how you're like, I don't like this, but it's here, so I'm gonna keep using it and yeah. You know. And I just didn't like them. So I like went on the internet and, you know, a lot of times you can't even find true information on the internet, but mm-hmm. I found a place that really did sell
the pajamas. Real pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't. No, I'm just saying like you go out there and you're like, you don't know what's true and what's not true. Yes. Yeah. You should take the vaccine. No, the vaccine is right. Gonna
well,
kill you.
Shopping for things. Like it looks like a real site, but it might be like
fishing.
Yeah,
with a or pH
just, or just like not great quality. They've just bought a lot of positive reviews from somebody.
Yeah. That's actually how I'm making a lot of money these days, is like I love this thing. But anyway, I found these pajamas and I got them and they're nice, like two different types of pairs. Like I don't even know what the fabric is, but they're really nice. They're comfy.
Fabric is?
No, but it's cotton. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely cotton, but you know, it could be like broadcloth or Pima or, you know, so whatever, they're fancy, you know? And I'm wearing them for like the third time. I'm wearing one of the pairs for like the third time. And I'm like,
oh, I'm scared.
Doo, doo, doo. These are great. I love my PJs, PJs, PJs. I use abbreviation sometimes. And
who has the time?
And I do this sometimes. I will be in the kitchen and I will clean a big knife off.
No,
I'll wash it off in the sink and then I'll just wipe it on my pants leg or whatever. And it's never a problem. It's fine. All I'm doing is getting clean water off a knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a big deal. In this particular case, I had gone because I had a craving for baked goods. You know how that happens sometimes? Uh-huh. You're like, so I went to a bakery over in the valley. I don't know if you're familiar with Porto's.
Yes,
it's so good.
I work in an office.
Yeah, so everybody's like, let's get Porto's. It's going to be great. It's Diane's birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, and the potato balls.
Yeah, I've never had the potato balls, but.
Well, you haven't worked in an office.
Nope. So I went in there and I got like a couple of really good loaves of sourdough bread. Ooh. And I put one in the freezer and then I took the other one and I took a couple slices and whatever. And the knife is there on the counter, but it's a bread knife. It's a serrated bread knife. So I wiped it on my pants and tore a hole in my brand new pajamas. Totally unforced error. Very frustrating to me. And I guess
you're keeping the pants.
Oh yeah. I'm I don't know. I guess I should. I thought about that the other day, and of course that means I have to learn to sew, but you know.
But then you now have this like visual reminder of
to not be an idiot.
The unforced error.
Yeah.
No,
I get what you're saying. I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
No, I just have trauma in my life from sewing that I get really weird around it. Because that's how I almost failed seventh grade. Was from sewing. So that's our show, folks.
This was a weird one, I gotta say. But I liked it.
Well, I don't know. Was it weirder than usual? I don't know.
Maybe not. I just felt like we went right into the cookie rocks and we were flying.
Yeah.
This is a recap of the podcast we just
did. You like it when we just ease into things, when it's like,
a little bit more relaxed.
How are you? Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Tell me something good about what's been going on. Well, I went to an orgy last night. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put the brakes on.
Yeah.
No, I got a message today on one of the social medias. I can't even remember which one, from somebody who is a listener of the show. I don't personally know this. Again, it's one of these people that I have communicated with on social media, but I've never met in real life. And they were saying that they are re-listening to old episodes of the show and that they were out doing yard work and laughing hysterically.
Aww,
and so people funny. Walking by with their dogs were perturbed that this person was laughing so hard. And it was from a long time ago. So I'm glad we have a back catalog that people can listen to, you know? All right. Well, please smash the like and subscribe button and ring the bell and leave us a comment on the comments section. I don't know where else you would leave it, but that feels like a good place. Do not leave a comment about, or, you know, feel free to leave it about whatever you want. Feel like people overshare on the internet sometimes.
Yeah. And so. We're like, I hate all these comments on the internet. We're a confusing bunch.
But you
know what I mean. I'm not saying any post.
No. I absolutely know what you mean. Yeah. You don't have to put everything on there, but yes. You know, yeah. Okay. And so maybe this week we will see Barbie and Oppenheimer, and we will realize that it would have been better if Oppenheimer in that moment said, well, you win some, you lose some. All right. See you next time on The Long Shot. Bye.
I'm still on the tired side of living. I still have the tendency to shout. I still shiver every time I touch you. I still have a stutter and a foul mouth. Never mind the fortune that I've gathered. I don't miss the hardware or the store. I have turned my 5 into a 30. And then I turned my 30 to an hour or more. Thank you.